first fight, but we can adapt it.
Who knows what may come next?
Speaking of solo artists, time to bring a voice to the radio that you would remember and recognise. Lior, welcome in, champ.
Thank you.
I just pulled you straight out of the lift and onto the microphone.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Okay, you settled, you relaxed.
I'm getting there.
Everything's okay.
Everything's good.
And now Marique's bringing you a piece of banana bread. This is kind of our new regime for interview guests.
That's the kind of service.
We get you in and we ply you with treats.
Yep.
And then we'll ask you the tough questions.
Yeah. Right, okay.
The confronting questions. Now, you've been overseas.
Can you make it a long question so I can eat my banana bread?
Paris and New York, I guess, are two very popular cities throughout the world. Paris being the capital of France.
Get it in there. Paris being the capital of France.
Yes.
What a great question.
The population of Paris has grown in previous years.
As with many of the populated cities on Earth. Fast forward to New York, which you played after.
Thank you very much, Lior. We'll catch you on the road. Now, what was it like? You were in the States, in New York, and kind of representing Australia, Australia's cultural identity, and bringing some of, you know, this. You okay?
This is another long question.
It's a bit dry.
Thanks a lot. I try my best.
Just chew away.
No, I'm good.
Now, what was it like? Because, you know, you're there with a bunch of Aussies.
Yeah.
Kind of bringing the idea of Australia, in inverted commas, to the Americans.
Mm.
What was the process like?
It was great fun, actually. So I was invited to play at this concert, and it was in Carnegie Hall. And
what's it like? Because we hear the stories about it being this legendary place.
Yeah, it's actually very European. It looks sort of like a Viennese concert hall inside. I expected it to be sort of like this modern, chic New York thing. But it was funny because they invited me to play one song in this concert with the Adelaide Symph. And, you know, generally, you know, Lindsay, when you get on stage, it takes kind of like one or two songs to settle in, right?
Yeah,
like you walk on stage and you're not really there.
You feel the crowd out. You have a bit of a...
You know, and all these kind of really strange and random things go through your brain, right? And so I got on and I just went... Oh, Carnegie Hall. Oh, wow. Those balconies are high. And, you know, and meanwhile, you're into the song already, right? And you just... And by the time the song was over, I had to get off stage. So I never really got a chance to actually, you know, settle in. So people go, what was it like playing at Carnegie Hall? And it's like, I'm not really sure, actually. I don't really remember.
The balconies were high.
Yeah.
You definitely know
You didn't
that.
Feel the weight of responsibility representing your country?
No, because there were many, many artists there and I was only, you know. I tell you one thing that was funny, though. I was invited to play, to perform on Good Morning New York, you know, the...
Right.
Yeah, and I got a call at 10:30 the night before saying, hey, we managed to get an Australian artist on this program, and I had to get up at, you know, 5 or something and go and do this, and that was just absolutely hilarious.
Was it?
Yeah, because like every single American, like, you know, talk show cliche, you know, just there in front of mine. It's just amazing. And then the lady came, and she'd obviously been briefed about this concert, and it was quite obvious she just didn't know much about Australia. So she came up after I performed a song and said, so Lior, you moved to Australia from Israel when you were 10 years old. I said, yeah. She goes, so how long have you been in Australia? I said, so you know, that makes about 20 years. She goes, so have you picked up a lot of customs?
Shit, yeah.
And have you?
And it was really hard answering without sort of embarrassing her. I was like, yeah, well, I sort of, you know, have grown up there.
Spent the
last 20 years, so I guess so.
Well, we've got Lior in the studio this morning. He's going to be delving into some of those Australian customs a little bit further on this morning. We're going to come back and have a chat about the tour you're about to do, and also some strings that you're bringing along on your tour, I believe.
Correct.
Which is kind of nice. 7:15.
So where are you from, Lior? I noticed that you grew up in Australia. You speak very good English for an Australian.
Very good American.
Thanks very much. Yes, I picked up some customs.
True Draft on Triple J from Perth. Where are you from? Off Brothers Grimm. Lior is here with us this morning on Triple J with Robbie Marique and the Doctor.
So you're about to go out on the road, and it's not the symphony orchestra that you played with at Carnegie Hall, but you've got a few string players with you.
Yeah, I'm actually... I'm traveling with a string quartet and keeping it acoustic, but also the tour I'm going to do is a collaboration with some visual artists who have built shadow projected sets to all the songs.
So are these like the Indonesian sort of shadow puppets?
Yes. Or is it just some guy doing a horsey?
He's a rabbit.
Yes. No, it is more, it's derived from the sort of Balinese tradition where it's projected from, you know, behind the screen. And there's two artists, Stephen Mushin and Anna Perry, who are quite renowned for doing so. And they build the most beautiful and intricate sort of sets and perform it, you know, with the music, so they interact.
So this is a bit different from the half-pissed guy up behind the sound mixer just pressing the buttons and the flashing lights going on and off.
Well, yeah, that's right. Exactly. I tried to sort of, because I did a video clip with them to
I'll Forget You people. Yeah.
And we were sort of really thrilled at how that turned out. And so we then talked about how to do this live, you know, because I'd seen a lot of work with shadows live, but a lot of it's sort of abstract and kind of just shapes floating and stuff like that. And we thought, how cool would it be to build a real narrative to every story based on the lyric and what the song is about, and, you know, and they perform that. So, yeah, I just tried to take all my favourite elements of what I've been doing for the last kind of year or two into one final tour.
So is that a complex thing to take on the road?
It is pretty complex. Yeah, they've had to work pretty hard at packing it into bicycle boxes and getting it onto airlines pretending they're bicycles.
Hang on a minute. You just admitted that on air.
Yeah, I know, but hopefully no one from Virgin or Qantas are listening.
No, they hate our show.
So, except for the lovely young lady on last Wednesday when I was travelling interstate to play, who heard our show, and as a result,
to be
let
fair,
me put
doctor,
all my gear on without
she actually heard the Mr. T infomercial and let it. No, it wasn't actually our show.
No,
it was something that we played.
Yeah, that's true. So, did you help design the shadow stuff? Did you have a hand in exactly how the narrative would?
Yeah, conceptually, we sat around and I talked to them about what, you know, the songs are about and we'd fire kind of ideas.
Where do you hold a conceptual meeting?
But where do you...
In a hub.
At the artist's house.
Yes, yeah, where's just lots of bits of scrap cardboard and pairs of scissors. Yeah,
that's right.
But what's it like, you know, you write a song and it's your kind of idea and lyrically, you know, it's sort of... Lyrically, obviously, you leave a lot up to the imagination. Mm. What's it like to then go, okay, now this song is about a boy that's from here, like to really break it down for the artist?
Well, I mean, I try and stick to general themes and not make it too personal, and then let them kind of adapt how they interpret it. And it's not every song is very literal like that. Some of it is just kind of taking the essence of what the song is about and creating a story out of that, or a landscape which changes and stuff. So yeah, it's really beautiful.
Does it mean that people can't really see you very well on stage if you're looking at a screen with shadows on the background?
Is it a distraction technique?
Yes.
Don't look at me.
The screen is behind me.
Yeah.
So, it's...
But I mean, if they're shining, they can't really shine much of a light on you, otherwise you'd...
That's right. You have to keep the light fairly dim at the front of the stage. But, it's more that you kind of light at the back of the stage where the projection's coming from. So
yeah, and your photo is on the front of most of your releases, so people know what you look like.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, on the ticket it says, "Please bring CD." So if you forget what I look like,
and torched. Where is he? Over here.
Exactly.
We have Lior in this morning. If you perchance are in a slightly dark room with a torch and maybe a finger puppet, maybe you'd like to do your own little shadow puppetry to this song. Just to get you in the mood for it, here is a live version of Lior recorded by Triple J not so long ago. And I'll Forget You, 22 after 7.
Inside my heart.
There he is, the man in action who's in this morning, recorded live in the Triple J studios just last year for Live at the Wireless. Lior!
See, those people are clapping. They're not entirely sure that you're on stage or what you're doing. It's so dark.
So is there a Lior puppet that appears in any of these little shows?
There, one of the characters in the I'll Forget in that the clip to that song was based on me. They took sort of profile photos of me and then got some steel wool and put it over.
You're the easiest puppet in the craft box, Lior.
And so, yeah. And I actually remember I came in that they designed a puppet and I went, I'm better looking than that.
Conceptually speaking, I think you should really chisel that jaw a little
more. Yeah, exactly.
It must be fairly confronting. Well, you're about to head out on the road. We'll give those dates in a second. And then you're going to settle down and do your third solo album. How are you feeling about that?
Great, actually. Yeah. You know, it was like with Autumn Flow, it kind of started from scratch. So I did a lot of touring with that album. It was like about 2 years and then went overseas with it for a while. And I think by the end I was just, you know, completely, you know, craving to get back in the studio. So with this album, the whole touring cycle's been shorter and it's been good. I feel very fresh.
And you're going to do the same kind of thing? I mean, the acoustic-based sort of intricate...
Not sure, actually. I'm thinking about doing something a bit different. But
are you really?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. That's all forming. Yeah. That's what I'm excited about, is actually taking a few months off. And, you know, when you tour, your headspace is just really set in the shows, and you don't really think outside that. I don't anyway. I find it very hard to write on the road.
You need some more conceptual meetings, don't you?
Need some more conceptual meetings, Robbie.
Yeah. Just to nut things out a little tiny bit. Well, listen, if you ever need to come in here and just shoot the shit.
Bring your puppet.
Right ahead. Bring your puppet in. Bring your hand puppet.
That'd make for great radio, right?
All right, it's the Shadows and Lights light tour for Lior, and it's happening right around the country at the moment. We've got plenty of dates up on the Triple J website, but if you want to check them out, where are we? You played on the weekend at the Central Coast. You're playing...
Sydney Opera House, I think, is the next one.
In the studio. Oh, yeah, just the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Just five or six shows at the Sydney Opera House.
Carnegie Hall, Sydney Opera House. Hi, Lior. Shadow Puppet.
Landmark Tour.
How many shadow puppets have there been at the Sydney Opera House?
I may be introducing the first shadow puppets to the Opera House. I'm not sure.
Good idea.
I'll find out.
You're also playing in April in Brisbane at the Powerhouse. Cairns after that. Darwin, Lonnie, Launceston, Hobart. Plenty of dates. They're all up on the Triple J website. Lior, as always, absolute pleasure to catch up with you, mate.
Good Thanks luck for with having the puppets. Me in.
Thank Good you. Luck with the quartet. Good luck Jeez. With the new album. We'll
Thank
catch you
very
soon.
Much. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.